Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Zance Pants Radio, Australia's most biased podcast network.
Welcome to How Good's Footy, your weekly AFL podcast where we ask the most important sporting question of all. I'm Carney.
I'm Tom.
And I'm Dusha.
Boys, how good's footy?
Here we go, here we go, here we go. Here we go, here we go, here we go. Here we go, here we go, here we go. Here we go, here we go. Here we go, here we go, here we go. Here we go, here we go, here we go. Here we go, here we go, here we go. Here we go, here we go.
Hard to say still.
What a trade news. Not a lot of trade results. A lot of trade whispers this week, I reckon.
Oh, it's actually, this trade period, I feel, has actually been the perfect trade period for How Good's Footy to weigh in our expertise. Like, normally there's been so many trades and are people like, is this player worth it? Is that player worth it? But this is all just like rumor mill city. Is this player going? No, he's not going. Maybe he's, you know, I'm reading today after last week where Sydney are like, Alir is not on the trade table. This week, he's back on.
Well, fucking, yeah, there's a lot going on of, like, I feel like the really obvious deals, apart from the Joe, look, it's been a weird trade period, because the Joey deal I thought was going to be way more of a pain in the ass than it actually ended up being. Now, and then, like, the deals that, like, seemed real obvious, like the fact Saad wanted to go to Carlton. Essendon were cunts, now they've kind of taken their foot off the cunt accelerator a little bit. They're still at, I reckon, about 25% cunt, but it's better than the 110% cunt they're usually at when it comes to trading.
Oh, they're still doing that with Orazio.
No, well, I was going to say, but then Orazio is 250% cunt. But also, they're being extra cunty. I'm setting the record for most amount of cunt said in How Good's Footy.
We're not even at a minute, right? We're like, how long has this episode been going for? 2 minutes, maybe, if that.
Yeah, well, we'll get to cunt as well, because I also have really struggled to keep up with trade news for the last couple of days, but we'll get to that after I finish what I'm about to say. But with Orazio, yeah, Essendon's going at 250% cunt, but I feel like Port Adelaide's also going at, like, 80% cunt, so therefore it's a big cunt fuckery.
Yeah,
it's... Because Orazio clearly doesn't want to be there, and Port are like, yeah, we could take him, but also we're a sniff for the flag, so we don't really care.
pretty much.
Yeah. So Essendon are like, no, we still want to go. He's a good player. And Porter like, yeah, we'll take him. He is a good player, but we're not going to take him for much.
Speaking of cunts.
Yes.
Is it Jason McCartney who's the list boss for the Giants?
Yes, he is.
Yeah, he's called up Dodora and said, teach me how to be a cunt like you. he's just really taken that on. Because he's just like, nothing's good enough for him. Nothing's good enough.
Yeah, it's fucked.
Look,
it's cunted.
The Cameron deal taking ages, I thought, like, all right, I had a feeling they were going to match it and then they were going to get a couple of picks. Geelong have apparently offered both of their first round, two of their three first round picks, and the Giants said, we either want all three picks or those two plus Brandon Parfitt. And Geelong have actually approached Brandon Parfitt and were like, look, we'd love you to stay, but what are your thoughts? And Parfitt was like, I'm signing a two-year deal. I'm not going fucking anywhere.
Yeah.
So I think the issue is GWS want a player who doesn't want them, and I think should just, like, it's as far as I'm aware, Geelong's the three players that were floating around as possibilities were Parfitt, Radaglia. Radaglia has also come out and said he'd rather fight for a spot and prove that he's worth making the best 22 at the Geelong side than going to, doesn't want to go to New South Wales.
Yeah,
and right. Constable, who the Giants aren't interested in because, quote unquote, they have enough inside midfielders, which is exactly what Brandon Parfitt is, you fucking clowns.
Yeah.
Yeah. I always forget that Jeremy Cuntron is a big cunt. I can't believe I forgot that. It's like, I feel like this whole year, because his form's been down, he's been just sort of under the radar. But yeah, you tried to kill Harris Andrews, and I will never forget.
He's going to get to Geelong, and day one of training, he's going to have a little bit of that about him, and Matty Scala's just going to put the boots on, line him up from about 20 metres away and be like, we don't tolerate that shit, this club.
Yeah. Sir.
And he'll never do it again.
No, he's not even gonna say that. He's just going to walk up and punch him in the chin.
And that will say that. And Cameron will go, yes. Oh, message received, sir.
Yeah. Well, all three of our clubs have actually been like pretty heavily in the trade table this week, I guess. I mean, the Essendon and Brisbane trade last week was enormous, but like a lot of people saw that coming. Brisbane just sort of came from the heavens and just snatched up Joey. But this week, Sean, so my club have been cunts. Tom's club don't seem to understand how valuable Jeremy Cameron is to another club.
Well, no, I think they do. I think they do. But I think they're also like, we can't give you a player that doesn't want to go to your club.
Are you excited for Jeremy Cameron to be picked up by North Melbourne or Gold Coast in the preseason draft?
I don't see them doing that.
I am.
Yeah.
Because now I've remembered that I hate him. And so I just want what's worse for him.
Yeah.
Sean, what's stronger? Your friendship with me or your hate? No, you know what? I'm not even going to finish that sentence
because
I know the answer.
Don't hurt your own feelings by finishing that.
Yeah, good.
But speaking of hurt feelings, back to what I was about to say. Sean, Alex Witherden.
Yeah.
Brisbane.
I know he listens. Witho, don't go. I love you. You should be in the 22.
Yeah.
I'm so angry that this is... I mean, from all reports, it's going to happen. From all reports, he's going to go to West Coast. They're going to give us pick 60. We're going to pay some of his contract. I don't know what the fuck's going on.
Yeah.
The guy's talented. The only knock on him is that occasionally his kicks are too ambitious.
Yeah.
But I don't care because he still goes at about 80%. He's a fucking jet.
Yeah.
And he's a little bit slow. He's a bit slow. But fuck, Brisbane's backline.
Mm.
I nearly died just thinking about it. My throat closed over. Brisbane's backline are slow this year. They've picked Birchall, Lester, Rich. I cannot believe that they're going to trade away a guy who's going to play 10 years just so they can keep Birchall so that he can play 10 games next year or whatever the fuck he does.
Well,
it
I was saying-
sickens me. Birchall shouldn't play again. And Lester shouldn't either. That backline should change for round one. Noah Answorth comes in, Witherden comes in. That's the future of the club. I'm fucking angry. I don't know what they're doing.
It feels especially weird, too, considering that, like, I was reading a thing where they interviewed... So, Sean, I'm going to put my tinfoil hat on.
Yeah.
Fuck, it's been a while since we've whacked one of those on.
Oh, it's feel, I've, still I've had a... It, you know what? It does, boys. I've had a haircut, so that it fits easier now. I think that there's more to this maybe than we realise, because do you know who Alex Witherden's manager is?
Who?
Same as Ryan Lester's manager. They have the same player manager.
Okay.
And apparently Lester was offered a deal that was maybe 1 year, and I think he wants two or three.
And Lester wants 3 years. What the fuck? Just because you're married to the captain's sister, 3 years, I'll fucking die.
All I know is they wanted more years than he was currently being offered.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So my theory is that the player manager's gone, ooh, I could get 3 years for Lester, but then Witho doesn't get a game and I'm not getting, unless I get Witho to another club where he's playing.
Will you tell
every
me
week.
That manager's name? What's that cunt's name?
I think it's Paul
because
Connors.
He doesn't care. Paul Connors, you money hungry fucking cunt. You don't care about Brisbane.
Paul
Connors. He doesn't care about Brisbane. All he cares about is Lester. Oh, I hate Paul Connors.
Look,
I already
love Paul
hated
Connors.
Him, and now I know that. Oh no, you fucking shut up, Tom.
Sure, I love Paul Connors. Paul Connors got
this
me
is
Dangerfield.
Bullshit. Oh, I don't give a shit.
Yeah,
I don't fucking care. I care
Let
about
us
Brisbane.
Know when
Tom,
he gets you a fucking
which is
flag,
what Paul
Tom.
Connors should care hey. About. He should care about Brisbane on the ladder of the heart. Brisbane should be number one for Paul Connors. I can't. If that's true, I'm sick. Because the other tinfoil hat thing that I've heard is that Brisbane are clearing some cap space so they can have a crack-a-day midfielder, and I've heard Treloar be floated around. Or
that makes sense.
I'm angry, though, because I really love Witherden. And I said this all year to my brother. I said, they keep giving Leicester games, and Witho's not in the team. Witho will leave. They're going to push him out so they can keep this fucking list clogger. Oh, I don't want to be too mean to Ryan Lester because he's done an admirable job this year. But big picture, I think the club would be better off having Witherden on its list than Ryan Lester. And it breaks my heart.
Yeah.
I just also want to clarify too, I know you got quite fired up there, Sean, and people listening, that I have heard this from no one, my rumour, from no one but my own brain about an hour ago. So it's probably not true, but, I mean, there's something there.
Wait,
something there
wait. So your sources are that you just had a think and you're like, oh, I reckon this is what's happening.
Boys, that's generally how all my sources operate.
That's fucked, but Tom. That's more fucked than Tom Brown. You've just made a rumour up and upset Sean.
Yeah, I just... Since when have I ever put my tinfoil hat on and it not been something that I've just thought about?
I respect the tinfoil hat. When I put it on, it's because I've connected two and two. You just seem to be fucking guessing. Fuck!
You idiot, Tom! Ugh. In fairness to Tom, though,
yep.
Having just called him an idiot, I have heard that Ryan Lester's going to get a two-year deal.
Yeah, okay, that makes a lot of sense.
Which boggles my mind when I heard that. I was like, how? Why? What is this? What world are we living in? How upside down is 2020?
The thing about the Birchall one too is it's even compounded by the fact that he did that injury in the Geelong game. And he's had a history of injuries, so he's potentially not going to get back bang on round one.
Well, if he wants to get back in round one, drop 5 kilos, son. Jesus Christ.
Oh,
I'm just annoyed. He's playing because he played enough games to trigger a contract extension. But if the club was serious, they would have tapped him on the shoulder and said, look, mate, I mean, even if we keep you on the list and pay, like, he just shouldn't be getting games ahead of the young guys. If young talented players leave, I swear to God, next year, if Noah Answorth leaves, I'll ride my bike to Brisbane to kill them.
Who's your list? Hold on to
your young, anywhere. Talented players.
Answorth probably would have been in that side. I guess the issue was the injury he had.
Yeah,
late,
he had an injury at the end,
which knocked him out. And Fagan's not a big changer of winning sides.
Yeah, well, he doesn't play with to change sides, or he's not going to get past a prelim final.
Sure.
I love you, Fagan. I like you, Christian.
Fuck, Sean. Who's the list manager for Brisbane?
Dom Ambrosio is his name. He's been doing a great job. Yeah. I will say that for the last
safe?
5 years.
Should he feel safe?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
From me?
Yeah.
Yeah, because, look, I'm talking about one isolated incident. He's done an awesome job.
I mean, he just got
I'm just fired up. I hate to see young players go. Mm. This is a completely different scenario to when Brisbane were crap and they lost a lot of players. But, like, I've seen Brisbane lose Elliot Yeo and Sam Doherty and get fuck all back in the draft.
Yeah.
And then you watch those guys go on to become, like, All-Australian players and one of them's a premiership player. Kills you.
Yeah.
Fucking kills you.
Yeah.
Brisbane should go for Josh Dunkley. That's my thought of the day.
Hey, fuck off. Fuck off. No, fuck
sorry,
off.
Sorry, mate. I've even got a deal for them.
Oh, yeah?
I would send Witho and Steph Martin to the Bulldogs.
Yeah.
And Dunkley. A draft pick.
Fuck.
And a probably a future first rounder even.
Fuck.
In exchange for Dunkley and the Dogs' first pick this year.
Because they don't really give a shit about picks because they need the points more than the picks.
They need the points. That's what I would do.
That's a good deal, Sean.
Yeah. Well, Steph Martin's going to go there anyway. Yeah. I think Witho's locked in for West Coast and apparently followed someone on Instagram.
Yeah, that's always the
biggest. It's all started. Instagram is a disaster when it comes to trying to keep trades under wraps.
Yeah. Someone on Twitter was like, someone saw that 4 days ago and then someone's response to that was, what the fuck? Why didn't you mention that? Like you've just been sitting on it.
Just quietly too, Sean. You've got if Witho goes, that hurts. But you've got something that you can attach your hopes and dreams and excitement on because I think Cockatoo to Brisbane is almost basically done.
Yeah, great. Well, I'll get excited when he actually steps foot on a football field again.
McCarthy did it.
Yeah, I know.
Yep.
You know?
Didn't work out for Marcus Adams. Doesn't work out for everyone, Tom. Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
Next year is going to be a big year for the Brisbane medical team. That's all I'll say.
They're going to be
very get Joe
busy.
Up and running. I'll be draping myself in a premiership flag with a bald head. I'll wear it as a bandana.
Ugh. Yeah. His mustache is going to look beautiful under a Brisbane tan.
Yeah. Jesus.
He looks so happy. Like, you know, he does feel it's good to see. And like, and I guess that's the thing, is that you have these things where, like, with Orazio and Port saying, well, we just won't go to, like, I feel that Port's offer of pick 25, I think it was at the time, that'll be about pick, pick 28. I feel like that's a fair offer for a guy who's played five games this year. And,
oh, it's over.
Yeah, it's probably more than they should be getting, considering.
Yeah.
If they wanted a better pick, they should have traded him last year when he had a bit more currency because he played more games.
Yeah, I've got to say, Joel, no disrespect to your man, Orazio, but, like, I would take that pick in a heartbeat. What the fuck? Like, honestly, I wouldn't have been shocked if they gave you pick 60 for him.
Mm.
Like, this insistence on a first-round pick is insane.
Was it a hamstring this year?
Oh, who knows?
I think it was a number of things.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see. Maybe Orazio will just be on our injured list next year as well.
The point I was making about Orazio, though, and I guess Orazio, and then you look at the Joey situation, and even to a degree, Cameron and Treloar, that these players are getting, like, thrown around all over the place. At the end of the day, they are people. Mm. And yes, some leave clubs because they get a better job. Like, at the end of the day, like, Zach Williams was told by Carlton, we'll double the money you're on and you get to do the job you actually like to do. And he went, great, I'm going to go get a new job playing the thing I love to do. But then for others, it's like, no, I want to, like, I know that for Cameron, he doesn't like football club environments, and the hubs nearly killed him, apparently, because he was just in the football club all the time doing football stuff. Whereas apparently he'll go to training. Minute training finishes, he gets in a ute and drives to a mountain and goes fishing.
Mm.
Like, he wants to be able to get out. And I think – so he's as a lifestyle thing, and Geelong can sell that lifestyle to him much the same way they have to Danger and so on. And then I think with, like, Treloar, for example, it's you've got a guy who has been told by the place that he works for – nah, fuck off. We don't want you because we think you're unreliable. And he's like, actually, I'm prepared to stay.
Yeah.
Oh, well, no, we want you to go work for these guys. Well, no, if I'm leaving, I'm not going to those guys.
Yeah.
I want to go to those guys or somewhere reasonable. And the same with Orazio. He wants to go home. He's been trying to go home for 2 years. I just think, and look, even last year with Tim Kelly, I feel like I knew Geelong were always going to let him go, but part of me, it always was biting in the back of my head, like, just let him go. Just let him, like, when players want to go home or when players want to relocate because they're miserable where they are, like, you saw Joey in that polo. He's a different guy, and I can't wait for him to be twirling fingers and kicking him from 60 because it's good for football, and I guess we forget in this trade period that there are people in those jumpers. Yeah. And at the end of the day, fuck you, Collingwood. You're being a bunch of fucks.
Yeah. So, Tom, the very passionate speech. I would just like to go on the record. They're all traitorous cunts. No, I'm kidding. That's very understandable. Like, a lot of people are just moving around, not because they're like, fuck this club. Except in the case of Treloar, who should be like, fuck this club.
Well, I think he said he's out now. He's done.
Yeah, well, fuck. I don't blame them. I'd be punching them with my own teammates.
It boggles my mind that they're like, oh, we just don't think we can. We don't think we can support you. We don't believe you'll be able to play your best football.
Because you'll be missing your partner.
You'll be missing your partner too much. So you want to go with her. And he's like, he's prepared to play for you. Why don't you try to find a way to fucking support him?
Collingwood continue to be dog shit on and off the field.
That's wild.
Yeah, it's funny. They're both professional athletes and Collingwood are just not professional. Like, it's ridiculous.
No.
It should be better than this. And they're just,
it's just insane. And I mean,
they need to sort out their priorities. They're a pack of dickheads.
You can say cunt, Sean. That's okay.
Oh. Come on, I'm just rattled from before. I'm just thinking about Witho, my sweet Witho.
Yeah, that's fair enough. So, another two big things that happened this week. Trade period, nothing. Like, we still got a lot of parts moving, and look, I have no doubt in my mind that this episode, by the time it comes out in a couple of days, will have dated like crazy, and all these deals will be done, and we'll sound like fuckwits, as is the trade period tradition.
I can't wait for the news tomorrow that Collingwood have folded. Just, that's going to be huge.
Yeah, that's big. I've been struggling to kind of keep up with the trade news in the last day or two, because I got permanently banned from Twitter. By saying a magical word that I've been saying a lot this episode. So basically what happened was US election happened. Donald Trump lost. And I just wanted to send him some kind words. So at 4 in the morning, I just tweeted him, @RealDonaldTrump, suck shit, cunt. And Twitter liked it. It was really popping off when I woke up. 6 hours later, I was just like fucking raking in the likes and the retweets, and everyone was like, yeah, fuck him. He should suck shit because he's a cunt. And I was like, yeah.
It's the perfect encapsulation of the message of Australia to Donald Trump, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was pretty much our political ambassador.
You're talking about the people. You're speaking on behalf of all of us.
I was a mouthpiece. But unfortunately, Twitter didn't like that. And one thing that I forgot about that Twitter didn't was that I have a habit of calling political figures cunts to their face. So it was... After fighting Mark Latham about AFLW twice in 2 days, Twitter's done for me now. I'm free. I'm finally free. It's just, I wish it probably happened after trade period.
Fly away, Joel.
Yeah. Yeah. It's good. Oh, yeah, actually, if you have an Instagram and you're like, wow, I missed my Joel Dusher updates, just follow me on Instagram. I'm going to have to use that like Twitter.
Can you get back to Twitter?
So with a ban that I've got, if they realize that I start a new account, they ban that immediately. So I can, but because I am, I guess, a small media figure, they may put two and two together faster than when a normal person does this. So an example is, my handle used to be douche13. They've banned douche13 all the way to douche20. Yeah.
How do you know they've banned it?
Because when you
tried looking it up.
Yeah, if you look into it, it's like this account is suspended.
It's funny they only did that small sample of numbers. They're like, that'll get him.
Could you not have fought the ban to say that technically you didn't breach any of their guidelines?
Well, Tom, I have, and we'll see how that goes.
Sorry, Sean.
No, you finished, Tommy.
I was going to say, did you do what you did with Mark Latham, where instead of actually appealing the ban, you just doubled down on the ban?
No, I appealed the ban, but my... Look, I appealed the ban. Did I back down from my tweet, though? No, I just pointed out that what I said was actually fine, but I didn't swear this time. So
could
we'll see
not
how
have
that goes for me.
Said that you were hacked and then got your account back?
Yeah, that would have been clever. Lying was an option. I didn't lie. Instead, I threw their rules back at them. And it should work as long as they don't read the tone as angry, which it is, and they might.
What's incredible is that that Donald Trump is still able to tweet.
Yeah. Well, only for 70 days or whatever. Twitter has come out and said that, like...
Ban him now.
That would be bad, Tom, because look, we're getting very political here and off football, but just quickly... this is the period of time where presidents go crazy with stuff they wouldn't usually do because they don't need to win anyone over because they've already lost. So banning him from Twitter is not a good call.
I hope he bans Howgood's footy.
Yeah, well, he should. Maybe I'll be back, but probably not. Anyway, I'm Twitter's number one most wanted. They also briefly blocked every account that I have access to, so clearly they did an IP address thing.
Because
like Howgood's Footy, Thumb Cramps, the video game podcast I do, and Sans Pants all got a notification being like, this account is temporarily blocked, please like access the email address and reactivate the account. So I just did that really quickly and subtly without telling anyone at the company that I almost sunk all of our social media all at once with three little words, baby.
to be fair, it would have been okay because head of that company was also temporarily banned from Twitter for a similar tweet.
So he took my tweet. So mine was three letters. He told the same story, but he used all those 240 characters. He went down swinging. I was just sharpened to the point.
He's back, though. You're not.
He got 12 hours. I got hung. Anyway, me being banned from Twitter aside, the other massive news this week... And this
is bigger than any trade. Easy.
This is bigger than the trade. This is bigger than the election results. This is bigger than my personal ban on social media. This is
bigger than any result in the football in 2020.
I think it's the biggest thing to happen since the 2018 grand final.
Yeah,
I think so.
The last notable event in footy since the Dom Sheed kick, or maybe the MCC bar punch on featuring Sean and the Collingwood supporter.
To be fair, it never came to blows, but the guy wanted to.
Yeah, yeah. There was blows in the air, Tom.
In his mind, he'd kicked the shit out of you.
Yeah. He's probably still fighting you, Sean.
What happened was he sized you up and thought, I'm going to drop this guy. And then as he started imagining the battle, it's like that Sherlock Holmes thing where he imagines the fight.
Yeah.
Right? So he imagines the fight. He's getting blows into you. And then in his imagination, just a glass hit him in the side of the head and he turned around. He forgot that your two best friends were there as well.
Mm.
It would be three against one.
Who? Michael Voss and Alistair Lynch?
Yes.
Absolutely. Who do you think is throwing glasses? Voss is just on the bar throwing Corona bottles.
Oh, fuck. Imagine the guy starts up. He's like, what do you mean you're back for Brisbane and not West Coast? Fuck you. And then winds up and then you just hear a big whistle. And then like you look over and Vossy's standing at the entrance of the bar. And he's like, oi, cunt.
And then you hear another whistle.
That bar's got all the entrances, and you just see all the Chrissy Johnson's in that corner, and then Alice Lynch. Martin Pike rolls in.
And then, from the tightest angle possible, 50 meters out, Dom Shee just kicks a pint glass straight into that guy's head. And from the tightest of angles.
The last thing he hears before he's hit once more is another whistle, and this is the sound of Alistair Lynch's fists moving through air.
the windmill whistle. The
sounds like a fucking lightsaber charging up.
Anyway, so after months of craving this, Haggard's footy met up at a local oval and we kicked the footy. And let me tell you, we fucking kicked the footy. It was fucking raining goals.
Boys.
Get the shit out of it.
Fuck, that felt good. That was... took me a little bit to get my eye back in.
Yeah.
And to be honest, it's not all the way back in. It felt good.
Oh, it was like a big kick of the footy too. Pushing 2 hours. We had two footies between five people at one point. It was all fucking happening.
It was good. There was
random kid in a Geelong jumper that was probably like six kicking goals from the fucking...
pocket?
Had a bit of Stevie J about him.
Yeah.
I think at one point, Joel, did you say to him that Tom barracks for Geelong? And he just didn't give a fuck.
Yeah, he didn't care.
He did not fucking care.
Nah. Big Stevie J energy right there.
I refer to him as number one draft pick to him as well, and he also gave me nothing. I respect that.
Yeah, also probably because he was at the park and this strange, sweaty man carrying two footies who was an adult, out of breath from running around like we all were, was trying to talk to him. And he's like, yeah, Mum told me not to talk to people like this.
These kids were kicking our footies. Back. Yeah. And Dad was there. Legends. It was all happening.
Dad was on the phone.
Oh, actually, we have a big theory about it. So these kids were playing, same goals as us, but then Dad was in the background on the phone. And Sean, who do you reckon he was on the phone to? You have a big theory about this.
Did I say who specifically?
No, you didn't say who specifically, but what do you reckon that guy's role was?
I just think he's a talent scout for sure.
And he saw
I think he was calling up North Melbourne. He was calling up Brisbane. He was probably on the phone to Christian Fagan right then and there. Just saying, mate.
Being like, trade whoever you like out of there. I found three premium
trade
picks.
Witho, and that salary cap space, you've got a trio of fucking superstars down here.
Just bombing it from 25 to 30 directly in front. Oh.
My first shot at goal.
Oh, it was beautiful, Sean.
It flew off the boot. Straight through.
And then so we're taking set shots, and then there was a bit of 1-2 action kicking him on the run.
Oh, 1-2 feels good.
It does feel good. It does feel good. I think the goal of the day, Sean, you kicked an absolute ripper from a very tight angle, about 15 to 20 out, up against the boundary almost. Lovely little snap. Bounced its way through. Oh.
Mate, I'll do it nine times out of 10.
Fucking
I'm a jet out from the pocket.
Oh.
Yeah. You haven't seen my best.
I was still getting used to the feel of the Sharon in my hands again, but I did have a couple. I did have a bit of a burst and a bounce and a kick, and it felt okay. I nearly did my hamstring, but I reckon I could do it again with a bit more,
I pulled up all right juice the next in the day.
Tech. Yeah, I pulled up well.
Yeah.
Who needs recovery? Boys, where are we playing? That's the thing. Who needs us?
Putting the call out.
What do you need?
I reckon.
What?
You know what I reckon not this season because we've already got ourselves jam-packed with ideas with the How Good's Footy All-Australian team.
Yeah.
I think next year we have the How Good's Footy just a team on paper.
Just I mean, rolling the team's 22.
Already got three. It's already got three people on it. Oh, yeah. Rolling team.
Jeez, we're always on
people,
it.
Yeah. People can email in and tell us why they think they should be in the team.
Yeah.
What are they? That's to a quote next year thing. The shittest commentator, Luke Darcy. What are they bringing to the table?
Yeah. Tell you what. So, Sean, you were fucking pinging them from 30, pushing 35 at points. There may have even been a mythical 40.
I feel like there was a 40. There was definitely a 40.
I've got to point out, oh, Joel, I think for the both of us at least,
yeah,
kicking out from full back, those were the biggest kicks. I
reckon.
Some
enormous.
Of them were sailing.
There was one where I was about, I reckon, 60 out, and you cleared me by about 20 metres.
It sucks that a 55-metre kick does not count for me unless it's a goal.
Yeah.
I have to say that I've got the Robert Harvey kicking legs, so about the maximum distance I can hit is 30 at full stretch.
Yep.
Tom's marking leaves a lot to be desired.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah.
It does.
Tom, you have this great habit of when a kick is sailing to you, you just get caught in awe of the spin and you just watch it instead of taking 2 steps and marking it.
Can I just say that there was a couple of times though where a beautiful kick was coming towards me and I was like, shit, that looks good. Oh, fuck.
Tell you, well, that's probably my strength though. I took a couple of fucking big juggling marks.
Oh, yeah.
There was a couple of diving. Rippers.
Dude, she took a diving mark.
I did. That one felt so good. It was, it dished up to me on a platter.
Yeah.
Fuck. The moment that it was just safe in my arms and I like felt myself just hit the grass, I was like, I'm home, boys.
Yep. So, Tom, I think you're a backman.
I think so, too. I'm not kicking.
I think you're a back pocket.
Yeah, I'm happy with that. I'm happy with that.
Yeah.
I'm torn with where Dusha should be in the team because I think he's a great mark and a huge kick, so forward line. But I also, should he be kicking them in from full back?
Yes. Sean, here's the theory. So I'm in the back pocket because I've got a little bit of pace, and they're not going long, but they'll go somewhere. And if you need me to, you just send me to a bloke. I was ready to tackle anyone. You know?
Yep.
I'll do that.
Yep.
Dusha, I think, has to play in at fullback. You know why, Sean? Because of that booming kick. But saves a little bit to go, and we need to find something. Well, we've got Kale Hooker in our side, basically.
Fuck.
Swinging forward.
I'm the swing man.
Chaos.
Fuck.
Part of me likes the idea of the three of us being in the back line. Oh. So I kind of wonder, should I take centre half back? And then I feel like with 5 minutes to go in every game, all three of us swing forward.
Flood the forward line. It's a competition in the last 5 minutes who can kick the most goals out of us three with 5 minutes to go.
What I love, Sean, about your kicking style, though, and why it belongs in the forward line, it's a little bit of Buddy meets Grind Myers. It's a bit of a, you've got to kind of run around and do a bit of an angle.
Yep. I do like to angle back.
Yeah.
It's a nice kicking action.
Some ferocious wind to deal with as well.
Oh, yeah.
Although we got a few to bend back.
Yeah. Tell you what.
Starting to master the wind.
Yeah. Riding a goal home in the wind.
Oof. Oh, yeah.
There was a couple of really nice ones. I kicked one that bent back and I wasn't expecting. I kicked it off the boot and went, and immediately went to turn my back and I heard someone in the goal square cheering, turned around, it had come back for a goal. I didn't actually
someone
get to
in the
ride
goal
at
square,
home.
Tom? Or an entire like cheer squad that had seen us playing and then came over. They wanted
it was
to get
a cheer
the
squad.
Action.
They had the pom-poms out, everything. There's a cat man. He's the How Good's Footy man.
I reckon that little Geelong kid saw it, Tom, and went, jeez, I should have said hello to him earlier. I should have got around him. Should have got his autograph.
Fuck.
And we saw a three-legged dog. That was pretty good, too.
It was good.
Also got to hear my second favourite sound behind hearing someone kick the football, and that was a couple of boys practising some cricket in the nets. The blocking, there were some good, solid blocks of the ball.
Yeah.
Plum noises.
And then there was also... And this happens every time a couple of fellas are in the net. Like, just like when you've got a group of people in the nets, bowling and batting and practicing. So you get a couple of blocks. Like, it's all going good. Everyone's having a good time. And then all of a sudden, the batsman just goes full hero mode and just like just a massive cover drive, a bowler killer in the nets, and the guy's always like, why? Why did you do this?
You get caught up in the moment.
Yeah, and fair enough. I do it on like my third ball.
But I have to say, boys, there was some actual football training happening at the other end.
Yeah.
And I don't know about you guys, but I was watching him for a bit. I feel like we were more accurate.
I definitely don't have... my match fitness isn't quite there, because in the last maybe like 20, my accuracy went out the window. But for that first...
Oh, yeah, I faded. Yeah.
Though I think we favour the shorter quarters, that's for sure.
Yep.
That's true.
Yeah.
Huh. Jeez, I mean, it's those teams should have got us this year. It's our own fault, really.
They missed out. They missed
and,
out.
People are probably wondering, after such like a ferocious kick, what we did afterwards is a bit of a recovery session and how we pulled up feeling so good. And that is simply that we went and got KFC for a late lunch and then had some beers in the park.
The ideal meal for a blossoming footballer.
Yeah, yeah. Yep. Let me tell you, went down a treat.
A real athlete's lunch.
That's right there. I mean, you
chicken
Usain Bolt
and beer.
Ate nothing but chicken nuggets at the Olympics, and he broke a world record.
That's true. So, got 9 gold medals.
Fucking hell. They should put footy in the Olympics. I can wear a sniff.
As in the three of us, or Australia representing?
Australia, and we're part of the three of the 22.
They should do indoor footy at the Olympics.
Oh.
How does indoor footy work? I've never seen it in action. Me neither. Is it like nine
aside? I think it's like that AFL nines, yeah, where it's no tackling.
Yeah.
What do they do it on, like a basketball court?
Or no, bigger? Isn't it in an indoor sports
I think it's
center?
In like a futsal court, like an indoor soccer pitch.
So getting tackled like, on one of those would kill you.
Is it tackle though, or is it just
touch?
No,
it's not. So if it's AFL nines, it's touch. So usually that people have got, rather than just being like a little touch, I think you've actually got like a almost like a tail or like a thing.
Oh, and you have to grab it.
Yeah. You've got to pull it off, and that's the tackle.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you could just be like, oh, I touched him on the ankle.
Yeah.
It's like, no, there's got to be, you've got to make him work for it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, okay.
All right.
How good's footy team?
Oof. Fuck.
Well, contact sports starting to come back to Victoria, boys.
I'll tell you what, they better fucking look out, because there's three wrecking balls heading their way, kicking them from 35
to 15.
Yeah.
Sometimes on the run.
20, yeah.
By the time that season starts, it's not going to be 35, boys. It's going to be 55.
To 25.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Dusha, we got any emails?
Tom, we've got a couple. And this week, we've actually got a couple of stories about players, and also a call-out from Harrison about our tipping competition. So we'll start with Harrison's, because it's a bit rude.
That's the way we like him.
G'day, boys. Just emailing to express my concern about the How Good's Footy tipping comp.
Jesus.
I understand that the comp is based more on heart than head, but when my dumb ass manages to finish about 7th this year and 2nd last year, there is a lot of cause for concern. I can't even finish second in my family comp, and there's only three people.
Means he's finishing third. He's got a top three finish. He's done pretty well.
Time to lift, everyone. Thanks to the pod, Harry.
So, where did he finish this year, did he say?
Seventh.
I beat him, so... Oh, maybe I didn't.
Fuck.
That's a big
depends
claim.
If he's counting, depends if he's counting end of finals or end of home and away.
Yeah.
If it's end of finals, mate, got you covered. Simmer down.
If it's not...
Then he's got me beat by maybe one spot, so shut up. Nah, that's fair enough. Some people in our tipping comp fell away into oblivion. They need to take a long, hard look at themselves.
Yeah, I do, every day. There's two mirrors in my bathroom, and I make sure that I angle it so I can see myself twice, and I'm like, fuck, you fucked it last year so bad.
I'm going to be honest, Joel, you've been coasting since you won the first year.
I agree. Yeah. I agree. The fact, boys, that I got within a bee's dick of the top 20 at any point during the year is a disgrace.
Tom, did you? Or were you within space of the top 50?
No, something that you didn't crack. No. I recall he was very close.
I got close to being
then
in the top
20. Faded to about 100th.
Yeah. But I got close, which shouldn't have ever happened.
It's a real sad brag.
Yeah. I should have been sitting down at 80 the whole year.
Yeah.
If this comp had any integrity. I'm with Harrison. Lift, everybody. It's disgraceful.
Yeah, Joel, you're under the most pressure of anyone in the tipping comp next year, I reckon.
Fuck, that surely can't be true.
No, that's true.
That's true. That is very true. Fuck.
I'm the Geelong you of...
Who really botched it? Someone was really high up. Was it Sam? Sam Crombie? Was he doing pretty well and he just faded?
There was Sam and there was...
Matt Stewart had a bit of a plummet.
G-Boy party
Matt
time.
Stewart, Matt Stewart finished pretty well.
Did he go the other way?
Yeah, it was G-Boy party time. He just collapsed.
Party
too hard.
G-Boy party time was equal first with me, and they just needed just to tip sensibly, and they went wild, and I think I got like four more tips than them the following week, and they just didn't make a crack ever again. But then also neither did I, so fuck. All right. Next email, and this is from Jacob, not your Jacob, Tom, so don't worry, you're not going to get yelled at here.
That's right. No, I know it's not, because if it was, he would be referred to as the Snake Man on this podcast.
Oh, that's true. He would be.
It'd be funny if they still yelled at Tom.
Subject of this email is Stevie J time.
Well, no, I'm not getting yelled at, that's for sure.
Jacob says, just saw Stevie J at the pub, and I asked him for a beer, but he didn't want one, and now I'm too scared to ask for a photo. Sad face. That's the email. But, Tom, what would you do in that situation?
Would you ask
Stevie J for a photo? And do you think he turned down the beer because when he drinks beer, he drinks an entire slab and then jumps off a roof and breaks both of his ankles?
I think so. He's just got another job back at the Swans, I think. So maybe he's trying to be a bit, you know, keep it on the DL. I am not a person who ever approaches anybody for a photograph, ever.
I could tell that, Tom.
It's not a thing I would do. I might like give him like a... you know, a thumbs up or a wave or like if there was a moment of acknowledgement for sure. But I'm not a photo person. I you know, maybe offer to buy him a beer. That's what you do. And then if they say no, then I reckon that's just
conversation done. Call it a night. Leave them alone.
Yeah. You got to bask in the aura of the Magic Man. What you need to do, Jacob, is I don't know how long ago this was. So I don't know how long the powers are. But you need to go down to your local. How long ago was it?
So, based on when we got the email, which was 12:31 a.m. on a weekend, I think that this email was sent from the pub. Also, the way that the email is typed makes me think that that also may be the case.
Okay, all right. So, Jacob, you've been at the pub. You've had a good day at the pub.
Yeah.
Now to test if the transference of the Stevie J, the J factor, has happened, go to nearest footy oval and just bend them from the pocket.
Yeah.
Just snap every goal you can.
Do you reckon I'd go up to Stevie J and be like, Stevie J, big fan, do you want a beer? And if he said no, I'd be like, oh, yeah, fair enough. Norm, do you want a beer?
Well, no, so there's that great story of Chris Scott talking about in his first year at the footy club when there was Steve Johnson and Stevie J.
Yeah.
And if Steve Johnson was playing the game, he could be given direction. And if Stevie J was at the game, you just left him alone.
Yeah. Yeah, that's...
He's a wild man. He's a... I was telling you boys when we were kicking the footy that I heard a story on a Cats podcast where Cameron Ling was talking about giving the three-quarter time address in the 2011 grand final. And he sort of went to psych himself up and he looked up. And no one was paying attention to him. Everyone was like keyed up. But most people were just listening to Matthew Stokes and Jono, Steve Johnson, arguing about who was going to kick five or six goals and win the Norm Smith in the last quarter. And so apparently Lingy just kept it really simple and just said, let's go and win it.
And Tom, how'd that go?
They won it.
Yes. All right. Lucky. And last email for today. This is from Baden. Subject, Lachie Neal and Migurang.
Oof.
Interested to see the connection here. So Lachie Neal, Brisbane gun, Migurang, cheap food, noodles. G'day, fellas. I meant to write this to you earlier in the year when I first found out, but I never did. My housemate went to boarding school with Lachie Neal in regional South Australia for a few years. It was purely a mining town with next to nothing in it. He told me that everyone had a bit of a side hustle to make money, and Lachie Neal was... Lachie Neal's was to sell packets of Migurang from his dorm room. I don't know what to do with this information, but I'm glad I have it. Cheers.
I'm so glad you shared it.
Baden. Oh, that's incredible.
That is the best Lachie Neal story I've heard. I love that.
Yeah, that's so good. That's the most like high school. Like, we had a kid in high school who sold cans of soft drink for a dollar out of his locker.
Oh, yeah, clever.
And then gradually upgraded to burnt movies from Blockbuster.
Business was booming.
Oh,
business
was booming. But I wouldn't have eaten from the tuck shop ever if there was a kid selling burnt DVDs at my school. That pizza money would turn into fat pizza money as I bought the movie Fat Pizza from this kid.
I think eventually by year 11 and 12, it got down to he had a portable hard drive that you would pay money to take home to put stuff on your computer and bring back.
Oh, dangerous. Ooh, dangerous. Yeah,
that is, you that's say risky this, from him. Big is that risk. When his business went under?
No, his business kept going because I need to point out a very important fact about this childhood school chum of mine.
Mm-hmm.
He was Tongan and his brothers were all Tongan. And if you didn't bring... the hard drive back, they would come and get it. Yeah. So.
Good business model.
Speaking of football, other sports, he was a gun rugby player. And I remember a rugby game that happened when I was at high school that got contact ball sports banned from the back oval, where a massive game of rugby between the 9s and 12s and the 10s and 11s took place.
Yep.
And four people got knocked out.
That's big. And... Yep. Tom, I'm so glad you mentioned rugby because there's actually something else, and this is legitimate news and it should have probably been at the top because something fucking enormous is happening in Australia at the moment. So, sports, broadcasting rights for sports are usually held under a really tight grip, and anyone who holds on to live sports broadcasts, I don't know if this is the same for all over the world, but in Australia especially, they're real cunts. So, the Murdoch Media owns a lot of the broadcast rights for like things like AFL and things like that in Australia. And yeah, it's impossible to get them on anything. Like streaming them is almost impossible. If you're outside of Australia, it's really expensive to watch AFL. But today it was announced that one of our streaming services, Stan, has just acquired the rights to stream rugby live. And I think that this may potentially fucking open the floodgates. And maybe we can dream of a future where we don't have to listen to Channel 7 shit. And streaming things like sport will be, like, widely acceptable in Australia.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess it's a good start. It's rugby, so I'm not that excited.
Yeah,
and but, I can't see the AFL, you know, not siding
AFL
with
will be the, last
the host
one.
Network yeah. or Foxtel anytime soon.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Well, especially when you have the government giving grants to Foxtel to play more sport, which is the dodgiest fucking thing in the world.
Yeah.
They get given diversity grants to show women's football on a paid... Women's sport, sorry. To make women's sport more accessible to people by showing it on a paid platform.
Mm.
Yeah, which is fucked. Anyway.
Look, I'm optimistic about this. So Stan is owned by the Nine Network in Australia, which is one of our big TV networks, I guess. And Channel 9 had cricket rights, but don't anymore. But... presumably, they'll come back when no one wants Cricket Australia's rights this year because Yeah, why would they? So yeah, look, maybe the future's bright. Maybe footy will be more for everyone soon.
God, I hope so.
Yeah. But then also the AFL likes to make deals like signing the grand final to one ground for 50 years. So
it's true, they do like doing that.
Maybe they're all just stupid cunts.
They are.
And look, if you want to tell us about your favourite use of a certain word that Joel Dusha loves, you can send us an email to howgoodsfooty@gmail.com. Actually, you know what? Send us an email of any great Lachie Neale, me Goring type connection stories. That's what we want here at How Good's Footy.
Any player connection stories.
Yeah.
Any side hustles, anything.
Anything like that, please let us know.
Even if you went to school with someone that knew someone that played cricket with a footy player or something like that, we just want to hear if you know of a footy player just doing something even remotely interesting.
And you can send them to howgoodsfooty@gmail.com or let us know on Twitter at howgoodsfooty if Dusha hasn't got us banned. Mm. Or individually, you can find me at Awkward Treat.
I'm at Carney from 55.
And, yeah, look.
Oh, yeah.
You're just at find me footy. At How Good's Footy.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Do you ever feel like your brain is on overdrive and your mind is constantly racing? The plans, worries, and to-do lists are never ending. Calm can help your mind take a break from the noise by softening anxiety symptoms in the moment and helping you cope with day-to-day stressors. Calm is the number one app for sleep and meditation, giving you the power to calm your mind and change your life. For listeners of the show, Calm is offering an exclusive offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/stressless. Go to calm.com/stressless for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's calm.com/stressless.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 6 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $2.99 each. Then get flavorful large avocados for 99 cents each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.